Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. 130 statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's successor made this dua. O Lord of the Prophet, whoever reads or listens to the 22-page booklet, 130 statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, allow them to act upon the Sunnah and to live their lives according to Sharia. I ask you to also grant them forgiveness without accountability. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as narrated by the companion Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah sends 10 mercies upon whoever recites salat upon me once. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The words of wisdom uttered by the pious. A famous Persian proverb dictates, Suhbati salih tura salih kunad, Suhbati talih tura talih kunad. Company of a righteous person makes you righteous, whilst company of an evil person makes you evil. The company adopted by a person, whether good or bad, holds undoubted efficacy. Company of pious personalities inspires one's heart towards goodness, whilst being around evil people drags it towards debauchery and evil. Gathering with Allah's righteous servants, looking upon them and acting upon their verbal pearls of wisdom is a means of success in both worlds. Their writings also bear similar ameliorating blessings. So if a person cannot sit in the company of the righteous, he can still be affected positively by reading their words. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, hails from the ranks of Allah's servants whose words have reformed lost and wandering souls from all walks of life. Not only this, but his words harbour such efficacy that those who change their lives after listening to them go on to reform others themselves. Let us now move on to some of his saintly aphorisms. 130 statements of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Number 1. One should not establish any opinion having only heard one side of a story. Number 2. Parents of children who have memorized the Quran should encourage them to recite it daily so that they do not forget their memorization of it. Number 3. All memorizers of the Quran should try and recite one manzil daily. Number 4. Without reason, one should not inform of his being a Nigran, teacher or scholar. Number 5. If a doctor treats his patient with sincere intentions and emphasizes with them, he shall gain blessings in his earnings and reward in the hereafter. Number 6. Doctors should not interfere in matters of Sharia pertaining to the unwell. They should direct patients to muftis or give them Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah's number. Number 7. If a doctor does not know how to treat someone, he should say so without any embarrassment or hesitation. In this way, his value will increase in the people's eyes. Number 8. Your family doctor should be one who fears Allah. Number 9. Doctors should set aside a monthly budget for both the poor and members of the Ahlul Bayt and administer treatment to them for free. In this way, you will be included in their prayers. Number 10. A doctor should reflect on the state of his heart upon an increase in patients, Am I happy at my Muslim brother's illness? If this is the case, he should seek forgiveness from Allah. Number 11. The timings of operations should be mutually agreed such that they do not occur in any salah time. Number 12. Salah tunajjina is tried and tested for the fulfillment of needs. Number 13. Newspaper and media people should not publish anything that could lead to hatred against Islam. Number 14. Zeal and passion without thought entraps a person. Number 15. Do not be angry with someone who corrects you. Otherwise, you will close the door of rectification upon yourself. Number 16. It is difficult to become a scholar by only studying the Dars-e-Nizami syllabus. One must study further Islamic books for this. Number 17. One should not verbally praise himself. Number 18. An intelligent person gives preference to the hereafter and receives the blessings of doing so in this world as well. Number 19. Commendable silence is that which is not steeped in heedlessness. Number 20. Bad company is a fatal poison for one's faith. Number 21. I like Islamic brothers who speak little, lower their eyes, and embody the sunnah. Number 22. However many wishes you fulfill for your children, said wishes will increase commensurately. So one should control this from the onset. Number 23. That accomplished with gentleness cannot be achieved through harshness. Number 24. However big a nigran you are, you should deal with those subordinate to you with gentleness and love. Number 25. Instill this in your heart and mind. Allah is watching me. Number 26. Be serious, but remember smiling does not conflict with seriousness. Number 27. Even a minor sin can lead one to hellfire. Number 28. Rather than scolding a subordinate for a mistake, rectify him with love and compassion. Number 29. Do not teach children to say bye. Have them memorize Assalamu alaykum or Khuda Hafiz fi amanillah. Number 30. Respecting anything affiliated to pious people is a rewardable act. Number 31. Seeking knowledge of deen is superior to reciting litanies. Number 32. People flee from a person who is rude, ill-mannered, does not keep his clothes clean, and is not trustworthy in financial dealings. For example, he does not return a loan. His clothes or body emit a foul smell, and so on and so forth. Number 33. The field of spiritual treatment is very delicate. It is difficult to save oneself from chasing after fame in this area of work. Number 34. Reading books is the soul of sacred knowledge. Number 35. Do not start giving children pocket money from an early age. Prepare food for them at home and give this to them instead. Number 36. Corruption is easy, but rectification is difficult. Sometimes it takes years to construct a building, yet a little time to raise it to the ground. Number 37. Arrange for a soundproof generator to be installed in the masjid. Whether it operates on gas or petrol, the smell should not enter the masjid. Number 38. Without self-sacrifice, work cannot be accomplished. A seed must mix with the earth to become a flower in a garden. Number 39. Reflect on your speech and ask, what did I say? And why did I say it? Number 40. Speak in such a way that the person before you desires for you to just continue speaking. Number 41. Everybody acknowledges and listens to what a serious, well-mannered person says. Number 42. Calling to righteousness through good conduct is more effective than calling to righteousness via discourse. Number 43. If an infectious disease spreads within a city, azan should be called outside it and charity given in abundance. Number 44. We should develop astute and insightful temperaments so that we can act in accordance with Sharia. Number 45. Thousands of rewardable acts are rendered mubah due to lack of good intention. A person doing them does not earn any reward. Number 46. Prior to beginning salah, get rid of anything that obstructs your concentration. Number 47. Salat upon the Prophet purifies actions. Number 48. Initially, to attain steadfastness in performing righteous actions, one must compel the nafs to incline towards piety. Number 49. The sound of an ambulance siren harbours admonition and a lesson. Number 50. Write, Allah is watching, and hang this up in a few places in your home. You will see its blessings. Number 51. Wanting your children to be pious is very good, but it is not right to be unduly emotional in this regard. Number 52. Parents should explain matters to their children with wisdom. Scolding, hitting, and screaming at every turn can instead make them run away from you. Number 53. People who lie to children are dreadful. They should be given a medal for their foolishness, as they are destroying their children's character with their own hands. Number 54. Scaring children by saying things like, the boogeyman is here, a jinn will eat you, or someone will take you away, can lead to them being faint-hearted. Make your children lion-hearted instead of cowardly. Number 55. Sad news is more shocking when a person hearing it is tired and hungry. One should avoid giving others news of a person's death when they are in such a condition. Number 56. Knowledge, forbearance, tolerance, gentleness, and wisdom are necessary qualities for a muballigh. Number 57. A pen is a tool of seeking knowledge and should be respected. Number 58. Advice will always be advice, not an order. If someone does not accept your advice, do not become displeased. Number 59. The heart should never become heedless of Allah's dhikr. The company of righteous people is necessary for this. Number 60. Whoever becomes satisfied with his own sincerity needs sincerity more than anyone. Number 61. Masjids are places of peace whereupon divine mercy descends. Number 62. Seeing a guest eat heartily pleases his host, as it indicates the guest liking the latter's food. Number 63. No one should attend someone else's invitation without being invited. If someone has done this, he should repent and also seek pardon from the host. Number 64. Seeing people's greed nowadays, it seems self-respect has been lost completely. Number 65. When azan is called, one should leave all tasks and focus on salah. Number 66. Do not say, I have work when it comes to salah. Say, I have to pray when it comes to work. Number 67. We openly oppose anything haram. We will not eat anything haram, nor feed it to our children. Number 68. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims in this life. If we die with our faith intact, this is an indescribably immense blessing. Number 69. To perform righteous deeds, suppress the nafs, and strive hard to act practically. Number 70. Passing away in Medina al-Munawwara is a great privilege. Number 71. One should bring joy to the hearts of children also. Number 72. If we cannot bring joy to someone's heart, we should not hurt anyone's feelings either. Number 73. If only we preoccupied ourselves in illuminating our hearts rather than beautifying our faces. Number 74. Whether young or old, strive to serve Islam at every age. Number 75. Eat lightly for sehri in small quantities and avoid heavy food. Your health will remain good. Number 76. Abundant consumption of betel nuts damages your health. Number 77. Eating less for the pleasure of Allah is worship. Number 78. Make your children memorize questions and answers comprising of Islamic knowledge. Number 79. If someone has given you a book as a trust, do not open it to look inside it without his permission. Number 80. During the azan, many times the thought becomes fixated in my mind that I am in my grave and azan is being called besides it. Number 81. Old, broken graves teaches us a lesson. Number 82. If you need to use the loudspeaker feature during a phone call, take permission from the person you are speaking to. Perhaps he may want to speak to you about something he does not wish anyone else to learn about. Number 83. The recording system in phones contains admonition for us in that we are very careful of our speech during a recording. Yet, we do not pay heed to Kiraman Katibin, who are always with us. Number 84. My habit is to make dua to be forgiven without accountability and ask others to do the same for me, as I am not capable of withstanding this. Number 85. Abandoning salah in congregation and offering it individually due to laziness is not in my dictionary. Number 86. Whoever's heart is unsettled in a religious environment, he is like an unwell person who does not like the medicine he must take. Number 87. Whoever intends to wear an imamah should do so immediately. Life is very unpredictable. Number 88. Cultured children do not raise their voices in the presence of their parents. They instead show good etiquette before them and kiss their hands and feet. Number 89. It is mustahab to respect a scholar of Islam. Number 90. It is not good for the heart to become weary of worshipping Allah. Number 91. Worldly preoccupations should not cause shortcomings in worship and other obligations. Number 92. Make a habit of reciting Bismillah al-Shafi, Bismillah al-Kafi before consuming medicine. Insha'Allah, you will be cured. Number 93. Whoever wishes to remain healthy should avoid eating and drinking a lot right from his youth with the intention of gaining strength for worship. Number 94. As much as possible, save yourself from medicines and try to treat yourself through the right food. Number 95. To accept your mistake, you must cut out your ego. Number 96. A teacher should know how to assess the psyche of his students. Number 97. If you continue participating in Madani Muzakaras, you will learn rulings you are previously unaware of. Number 98. Every writer should fear Allah in that he is writing. Number 99. For weddings, prepare an amount of food which can actually all be consumed and will not go to waste. On the Day of Judgment, we will be accountable for every grain. Number 100. Newspapers contain sacred words as well. They should not be discarded. Number 101. Do not spread any Islamic ruling or writing until you have verified it with a reliable Islamic scholar. Number 102. Carry out whatever religious work you can in your youth. Normally, one loses strength in old age. Number 103. When thinking of your own peace and comfort, think of others too. Number 104. As much as possible, when traveling by plane, select timings in which you do not have to offer any salah. This is because offering salah on a plane is quite difficult. Number 105. Prepubescent children that can keep fast should be encouraged to do so. Number 106. Steadfastness in performing pious deeds is attained through reflecting on their virtues and contemplating over the briefness of one's life. Number 107. Naming one's house is a good thing. I have named the house I live in Baytul Fana, as everything has an end. Number 108. Masjids are places in which the mercy of Allah showers down. Make a place in your heart for it and spend your time there. Number 109. He who tries to damage Islam or speaks against it is a devil. Number 110. Try not to have psychiatric or self-imposed fears. Develop deep-rooted and true fear of Allah instead. Number 111. It is not correct to say, I take full precaution, because some lack of precaution does end up taking place. Number 112. Whoever cannot recite the Quran by looking is not educated, even if people refer to him as such. Number 113. Learning sacred knowledge, acting upon it and spreading it is all charity. Number 114. The blessed month of Ramadan is the season of those who perform pious deeds and those who will enter paradise. Number 115. Saying labbaik when someone calls is a gentle and affectionate phrase. Love increases due to it. It is also a sunnah. If someone says it with this intention, he will be rewarded. Number 116. One is not even allowed to unnecessarily scold or hurt the feelings of his own children. One should explain things to them and get them to comply using a soft tone. Number 117. One should not forward anything they have written without getting it verified by a reliable Islamic scholar. Number 118. Not giving attention to satanic whispering is itself a cure for them. Number 119. One should not strive to see his deceased ones in a dream, because if he were to see them in an undesirable state, the shock would be long-lasting. Dreams, however, are not a proof according to Sharia. Number 120. To build fear of Allah, company of the khayfin, i.e. those who fear Allah, is very important. Number 121. Eid al-Fitr is a day of gratefulness. Whilst avoiding sins in it, we should give thanks to Allah. Number 122. Say Allah, Allah in front of your children, intending for them to go on to become those who also say this. Number 123. Calling a child unintelligent or weak in learning, etc., makes a child even more so. Avoid saying such statements. Number 124. Cleanliness entails that one picks up a glass or bowl in such a way that the thumb neither enters it nor touches its rim. It should be lifted from the base. Number 125. After death, every person will wish, if only I had not kept behind even one coin, if only I had spent it all in charity. Number 126. The difficulties of this world lead one to recall the hellfire and the punishments therein. Number 127. One should hide calamities and problems as much as possible. Number 128. A man is not he who follows society, but he who makes society follow him. Number 129. To inculcate fear of Allah within oneself, consider your helplessness and remember Allah's supreme omnipotence. Remain fearful of his hidden plan and suffering a bad ending. Number 130. Ensure to keep a copy of Kanzul Iman in your homes. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.